Beginning this weekend, new acts are being performed at the second annual Bonanza Campout.
It's a music, art, and camping festival located in Heber, Utah, at the base of the Jordanelle Dam, with camping and attendance of 4,000 to 6,000 people per day.
Joey Traum is a partner in the campout and is the operations director of Live Night Events, the company hosting the event.
Compared to last year, we've seen the interest from the Utah fan base, and we've just increased the amount of talent that has come in. Last year, we had headliners like Big Gigantic and Cold War Kids, Emancipator, Junior Junior. We just really upped our ante this year and jumped up into what we would consider the big leagues and booking acts that have Grammys and that are selling thousands of tickets across the country.
Traum's business partner, Von Kerrig, has relationships with the agents and managers for artists performing at the campout, such as Odessa, Miss Lauryn Hill, Nas, Chet Faker, and 25 other acts, which will be on tap.
He's been in the industry for such a long time that he's been able to establish those relationships to bring these artists out and have them experience the Utah air.
The partners of the campout are also trying to focus on being different than other music camp festivals.
We're trying to focus more on the boutique, friends, family feel with how close everything is and how easily you can access different situations, whether it's camping or it is the stages that are fairly close in proximity with the food vendors, cabins, RVs, and so forth.
The campout will run through Sunday. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Nicole Heaps.